I was trying to set a world record until my brother knocked down the tower.
Hey, he just made a mistake. You need to be careful not to knock him down either. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Building a house is a lot of work. It takes months of labor to make it a good place to live, but it's a lot easier to destroy a house. One mistake with a match and the whole thing could go up in flames. Your words are like that too. You can use them to build others up or to tear them down. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up." And now for our story today. It's called Building Up. "My turn," Junior shouted as he laid the next block. He and his brother were playing a tower-building game, and the tower was getting high. Carefully, he laid down the next piece and held his breath as the tower wobbled, then thankfully stopped. "Okay, your turn, Max." Max concentrated hard as he gently placed the next wooden log on top of the tower. The tower teetered and wobbled, but this time it didn't stop. With a loud crash, all the pieces of the tower came tumbling down. Junior threw up his hands. "No, come on, Max. I was trying to get a record. I should have just done this by myself. You're no help at all." Max opened his mouth to respond, but then got up and went to his room with his head down. Later that night, Mom knocked on Junior's door. "Do you have any idea why Max seems a little down tonight?" she asked. Junior shrugged. "I don't know." Mom raised an eyebrow. "Really?" Junior sighed. "I did get a little mad at him after he made our tower fall down. It was supposed to be a world record." Mom nodded. "I understand that you got frustrated, but Max told me you said he's no help at all. That's not a nice thing to say." Junior looked down. "I guess not. I'm sorry." Mom looked thoughtful. "You know, what happened to your tower reminds me of our words. The words we say can either build others up or knock them down. Just like you were doing with your tower, we need to be careful that the words we say build others up with love and encouragement, the way Jesus encourages us with his words to us in the Bible." Junior nodded. "That makes sense. I think I need to tell Max something." He left his room and knocked on Max's door. "Max, can I come in?" Max shrugged. "Sure." "I'm sorry for what I said earlier. Do you want to build a tower with me again?" Max smiled. "Really?" Junior grinned. "Yep." And this time, he would also be building with his words. How about you? Do your words build up or do they tear down? Our words have an impact on others, so we have to be careful what we say. The Bible tells us to build each other up with words that encourage others and point them to Jesus. He builds us up with words of love, hope, and forgiveness in the Bible, and he'll help you build others up with your words. Our key verse is Ephesians 4:29.
"Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs."
And our key thought today, build each other up. You know, sometimes the best way to enjoy a good story is to hold it right in your hand and feel the pages and smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send it to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus, you can play games and write in the journals. Get it by mail by signing up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.